Well done you.
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 Well done, done you. Hi, this is R.A. Cook, and welcome to Well Done You. In today's episode, we talk about angels and connecting with those that have passed on. I am so happy to be joined by my guest co-host, Karen Elizabeth. Karen is my beautiful, amazing sister, head of my personal advisory council, and one of the best people you can meet. We welcome back to the podcast best-selling author Angela Grout. Angela has a very special gift she is going to share with us today. I believe everyone's spiritual journey and beliefs are very personal and important. For me, I connect with those I love who have passed on in my dreams and love to see signs like red cardinals and pennies in my path. I love to talk about them and keep their spirits alive and close. Maybe you are someone who loves a beautiful church service or prays to St. Anthony when you lose something or makes certain recipes that have been passed down or listens to music that fuels your spirit. I am always interested to learn about other spiritual customs and practices and hope you are too. I don't need to agree, but I can be respectful. Today's episode makes me think about a wonderful quote we talked about in episode 3. Be curious, not judgmental. Enjoy this very special conversation on Well Done You. Well, welcome. I want to start off today by welcoming my guest co-host. I'm so excited to have my sister Karen here today. Hi, Karen.
Hello, hello, good morning.
My amazing, beautiful sister that is my ride and die, and so happy to have you here today for what is going to be a little bit of a different and special episode of Well Done You. And I'm excited to welcome back to Well Done You, Angela Grout. Angela is an author and a podcaster and has shared with us in a previous issue of Well Done You, her, you know, career as a florist and a business owner. And it's just great to have you back. If you didn't hear that episode, I want you to go back and listen to it. I know you'll really enjoy it. But I did ask Angela to come back because we had mentioned when we met, we realized we had a very special connection. And today we're going to talk about that a little bit more in detail. And, you know, everybody's on a different journey with their spirituality. So I think for today's episode, we're going to talk a little bit about things that we have experienced and just the amazement of the afterlife and connections that we have. So Angela and I were having lunch. We had met for the first time and we were having a great conversation talking about a lot of things and writing and all this. And the topic of Lisa Ziegert's Thank You murder came up. For those of you who don't know, she was a beautiful young woman in Agawam that was killed. And it was just so upsetting to everyone. You know, it took a long time to find her killer, and it had a big impact on Agawam and the surrounding areas. At the time, I was not as familiar with the case. I was living in Florida, but I told you that I thought my cousin knew her. That name sounded very familiar, and that I had checked with my sister Karen, and Karen, you know, confirmed that they were friends. And you said to me, well, who's your cousin? And I said, oh, my cousin has passed away. I said, but her name was Andrea Bazzari. And you just froze. I mean, you just absolutely froze. And I just got chills everywhere. And I was like, did you know Andrea? Because you grew up in Agawam. And you said, well, I'm going to tell you about that a little bit. But before we do, I just